Okay, Cody, this one feels like Nvidia trying to sell me on a faster way to think by not thinking one token at a time. That's the fight, right?
Yeah, and my first reaction is that the headline sounds cleaner than the reality. They're claiming a block-wise diffusion decoder on top of a 30 billion-ish hybrid backbone with 2.42 times full clock throughput and 98.7% of the baseline benchmark quality, but that's at a specific operating point on 2H100 juice. That's not nothing, it's just not universal.
Right, but if you're running a serving stack and your bottleneck is tokens per second, that's the number that matters. I don't care if the mechanism is a little weird, if the user gets the answer sooner and the quality drop is basically invisible.
I see the appeal. The architecture is actually the interesting part. A frozen context tower does the normal causal pass over the prompt committed tokens, then a trainable denoiser tower fills a whole block with mass diffusion, cross-tending back into context cache and seeding from the context mama state. That is a very specific systems bet, not hand-wavy diffusion vibes.
Exactly. And that's why this isn't just some model naming fever dream. If you're building a product where latency and throughput are the bill, a block-wise decoder that commits several tokens per step could be a real serving trick, even if the model itself is not the new religion.
Sure, but I'm still poking at the comparison. The source gives you a default threshold of 0.8, block size 16, and says lowering the threshold raises throughput while reducing quality. So the claim is really a tunable trade-off curve, not a clean win. That's useful, but it means the marketing line can get slippery fast.
Okay, but that trade-off curve is exactly what makes it practical. Most teams don't need perfect theoretical purity, they need nups. If I can say, we'll buy a little quality margin to get more requests through the box, that's a product decision, not a philosophy seminar.
And the other thing I'd flag is the baseline shape. They compare against an Emotron 3 Nano 30 billion AIB autoregressive backbone, which is already their own family, their own training stack, their own hardware story. That doesn't validate the result. It just means I'd be careful before generalizing it to every model or every serving setup.
No, fair. But I also think the comparison is still meaningful because it shows an internal path from same backbone, slower decode to same backbone, faster decode without throwing away most of the quality. That's the kind of thing teams actually ship around, especially if they already live in NVIDIA land.
Yeah, and I'll give them this. The two tower split is clean. Freeze our context tower so it just maintains the cache and state. Train only the denoiser tower and get a decoding path that can batch work inside a block. That's a real engineering idea, not just a new label slapped on old sampling.
Also, I love that the page is basically saying, here's the weird machine and here's the knob. It's very exploring next of them, honestly. We've been doing this long enough that I'm suspicious of anything that sounds elegant and also somehow has a throughput graph attached.
Yeah, that's your version of a red flag. Mine is when a model page says ready for commercial use and then quietly makes the important claim dependent on one benchmark bundle and one GPU setup. But I don't think this is fake. I think it's plausible serving optimization that deserves scrutiny.
That's where I land too. I'd care if I were building a high-volume tech system, especially one already optimized around this family, because the practical question is whether the latency win buys enough user patience to matter. If you're just chasing raw benchmark glory, I'm way less impressed.
And if you're trying to replace autoregressive decoding everywhere, I'm not sold. But if you want a better throughput quality knob for a real deployment, this is legitimately interesting. That's the part that holds up for me.
Okay, so not magic, just a pretty serious speed hack with a real cost curve. Which, annoying as it is usually how the good stuff shows up.
Unfortunately, yes. The boring answer keeps winning.
Ugh, that is such an exploring next take. Fine. I'm gonna go be emotionally mature about block diffusion now, which I hate for me. Talk soon, Cody.